as of today, and I say as of today at this hour, we have 33 confirmed positive tests for the virus.
Yesterday we had 22 cases. Today we have 33 cases, so it has gone up by 11.
Today, we have 33 confirmed positive cases in Arkansas.
As of today, we have 33 confirmed cases with Boston residents. We expect those numbers to climb.
As of this afternoon, we have 33 Pennsylvanians who have tested positive for COVID-19.
So as of this morning, there were 33 confirmed cases in North Carolina.
Good evening to you. Lots to get to tonight. I'm Leon Hendricks. We want to start with new information into our newsroom. Within the past couple of hours, there are now 33 confirmed cases of the coronavirus in Michigan.
More cases of the coronavirus were confirmed today in San Luis Obispo County, bringing the total number now to 33.
Right now, Georgia is reporting a total of 99 cases in 19 counties. That is 33 new cases from just yesterday.
Good afternoon. I'm Karen Swenson. More cases and more events affected. Here is the latest coronavirus news. There are now 33 cases in Louisiana.
As expected, the number of cases of COVID-19 jumps. A total of 33 people in our state have been tested and are confirmed to have the coronavirus.
These latest steps as the number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Rhode Island jumps by 33 overnight.
Officials released the latest information.
St. Joseph County is now averaging 33 new coronavirus cases per day.
We start in DuBois County, where there is a big spike in cases of COVID as of today. 33 new cases were reported in the county.
Corona's outbreak at the Latonia nursing home infects at least 33 residents. Seven of them have died. As David Winter found out, mass testing over the weekend revealed the cluster.
The latest numbers on the coronavirus in Massachusetts, and we want to show them to you, they include a big jump in the number of deaths. 33 more deaths in the past 24 hours. That is the single biggest one-day jump.
In the last 24 hours, out of 4,017 new test results, there were 33 new cases.
Our current five-day COVID-19 test positivity rate is 1.9%. 33 new cases have been identified as of 9:30 a.m. this morning.
We have 1,917 coronavirus cases in Victoria. That's 33 more than yesterday.
And now let's start this bulletin by focusing on Japan. 33 people have lost their lives due to coronavirus pandemic in Japan.
Announced yesterday evening, March 9, 2020. This brings the total number of confirmed cases in the country to 33.
Well, confirmed cases and being treated in our hospitals. So in all, we've reported to you 33 cases of confirmed 2019 novel coronavirus infection.
Egypt has recorded 33 new cases of the coronavirus. Health Minister Hala Zayed told the media Saturday that the cases were recorded aboard a cruise ship on the Nile River in Luxor, southern Egypt. Out of the 12, 11 are negative. Then we found 33 new positive cases. All of them have the virus with no symptoms.
And with four more deaths reported overnight, the death toll now stands at 33.
Another 33 Iowans have died from COVID-19 and 1,300 people tested positive for the virus.
The latest on the fight against COVID-19 in Minnesota, health officials are reporting 1,640 new cases and 33 additional deaths.
She says, here are the new numbers. There are, again, more than 1,500 new positive tests today and 33 additional deaths.
Reports 33 new deaths, 510 new cases. Orange County is reporting 11 new deaths and more than 260 new cases.